Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red, and I'm listening to the Murder Master Music Show.
Make a statement with this project, and we did. We struck a nerve
right at the heart of one of the biggest, if not the biggest hip hop media outlet right now. You know, Hip Hop DX. You know, they're on puppet strings, owned by Complex. They put out a review of the project, and man, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Not in the fact that it was a good review. It was a horrible review by a horrible writer. This guy, Mike Styles. This guy doesn't know anything about hip hop. You can tell. But it set out to do exactly what we wanted it to do. It accomplished that. It got them all up in their feelings. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, more people talked about it. We had it featured on several other websites as well. You know, I mean, it's out there, but the main ones, you know, the corporate-owned media whores that we were speaking of on this project in many instances, of course, they don't want nothing to do with anything that's going at their bread and butter, so to speak. And that's exactly the way we want it, you know. We want people to understand that you got to put talent before trends, you got to put bars over bullshit, and you got to showcase the artists that have been doing this for a long time, don't get recognition that they deserve, or the ones that are just starting out that are dope. You know what I'm saying? You can't put all the light and shine on 10 rappers that all suck, that all do the same song over and over again. Why not showcase the guys that actually got ability? And that's what Fuck the Lane Stream was about. Very proud of this project. Proud of everybody that's on it. Everybody that spit verses came with it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody brought their A game. I'm proud of the fact that D-Tag produced the whole thing. The man mixed and mastered the whole project. Put so much work into it. It's just insane. I watched it grow. We had ideas. We bounced back and forth. And if I hit up D-Tag and said, yo, man, I want to put Exit Only on a track with such and such, or this track is for, you know, the DG and Mac J and Don Cyclone and Paws for whoever else. This track is for TC and Scratch LVP and Skinny Mane, or this track is for Clientele and Emo. It all came together. It all came together beautifully. These are people from all over the globe, from different parts of the world. And I learned that from two places. One, you know, writing for Murder Dog for several years. And two, from doing the Murder Master Music Show. Well, three, for my love of hip-hop in general. But I love to see people from different places collab together. And that's every single track on this project, that's what it is. Every single track. There's multiple posse songs. There's multiple duo tracks. There's tracks with duo groups, like that Cold Steel with the League and the Dead Click. I mean, there's just so much talent combined. It's just ridiculous. Let me bring on my brother Exit Only. I see he's on the line. Sorry for not getting to you sooner, Exit. I was kind of ranting about the project a little bit, but
You good there, Prez? You good?
How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Oh man, I'm good, man. Out here in the NO, actually, with the mob boss right now, Miles Nod, who just come from the lab over there at Bigelow Music Lab, laying some things down. Finna get ready to head back to the SIP now.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You have a safe trip home. Yeah, man. And see, you're one of the guys, you know, who thinks outside the box. You know, you do stuff with Jackson artists, but you also do stuff with cats from around the globe. When did you develop that, and what made you want to start doing that? Most people don't think outside the box like that.
Yeah. Well, what really actually did it, Prez, to be flat honest with you, was you. You know what I'm saying? When I actually got to talking to you about all the things, you know, about me getting ready to bail up out and leave it alone.
Hello.
And I kept pushing it because, you know what I'm saying, I actually saw the vision, so I kept kicking it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, everything actually took off from that particular point. You know what I'm saying? Everything moving. You introduced me to, before you, I really didn't deal with too many artists because you got so many artists that you can actually, you know, they'll record a song with, but they don't want to promote it. They don't want to push it. Come down to shows, yeah. You can't catch them. It's always something. So because of those scenarios, I really just basically did the majority of my work just me.
Yeah.
But after I got with UGS, man, I met, you know what I'm saying, other individuals, talented artists that saw things like I did, you know what I'm saying, wanted to step out the box and expand everything. So, man, it's beautiful. And now I just can't stop. Now I just want to network with the world. If they want to work, I'm down with it.
Yeah, I love the fact that you got projects coming out with people from, like you said, New Orleans, Fred Stein from Brooklyn. Of course, exclusive to Selected from Jamaica and Fred Stein, Brooklyn Jackson. I mean, it's crazy. And this is why I get so upset about the mainstream, because they focus solely on people from whether it be Atlanta, Compton, Miami, or Chicago, or wherever, that have no identity. You can't tell they're from those different places. You know what I mean? Because they all have the same sound. You know what I'm saying? Whereas,
well,
we're in a different era.
We came from a time frame where originality meant something. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wanted to have their own, hold their own identity. You know what I'm saying? Do their own thing. Now, you might have actually learned from other artists for as took bits and pieces to actually build up a formula. But you formulated and mixed those chemicals till it literally became you. So that's how it used to be. Now it's like, you know, you take off your jacket, the next man want to put it on. He don't give a shit about looking like you, sounding like you, or acting like you. It's a clone process that's going on in the game right now. And I'm not really with that. I like to deal with individuals who are original and do their own. And as you mentioned, the mob, that's the beauty about the mob. It stretches across almost every ward down here, and every individual within the mob sounds different. There's nobody that sounds the same, you know, so that makes it so unique. That's what makes UGS so unique. Everybody sounds different, everybody in their zone. Regardless if I'm on a song with Scratch, and I know Scratch actually, you know what I'm saying, do the rapid rhyming, and I do more of a melodic tempo, we actually can still blend. He don't feel like he have to do me. I don't feel like I have to do him. We come together and, you know, we paint the picture over the canvas. He paint a little bit, I paint a little bit till they get the whole picture. That's the beauty about music.
Yeah, definitely, man, because, you know, it's all about, especially with real musicians, man, it's all about coming together and making good. And that's what we showcase on this project. We got so many styles. I'm going to give the people a sample. I got but we can't play everything because there's so much.
Yeah, too much.
But I got some snippets I want to play, and then we're going to come back and chop it up. Everybody that's listening, you want to hit the lines at 714-409-0548. You know what I'm saying? We got the lines open up right now. Especially catch that was on this project. And feel free to call in, chop it up with us, man. Let us know what you think about being on the project.
Death everywhere these days, Johnny. But what gives human life its worth anyway? Because someone loves it, needs it. The flesh is weak,
it's
Johnny.
The war from the Midwest, I kill no victim. Make you wanna give, bless the way I kick it so wicked. I got the visions when I creep past, fucking with that D-tag. We smash, sit that shit for sleep bag. Eat back, hear the blood drip, drop bones round my neck like a witch.
Let's
Cyclone from Brazil on there, D-Tag from the Netherlands, of course. And every, like you said, everybody's style is different. Everybody's style is different. That's what makes it a great project.
You haven't heard a project with this much interblend with different styles and skills since Dr. Dre's The Chronic. That's the only thing that come close to pulling together different raw talent and throwing it together on one CD. But this is almost, this overpowers that. I've never heard anything like it. I've been bumping it for people and then gained a whole lot of fans, fan base through it. The album is extraordinary. I mean, extraordinary. Salute to you, Brother Prez, for orchestrating it. Salute to D-Tag for actually laying down the groundwork and putting together the canvas. And salute to every artist that partook pen to paper up on this project, because it's extraordinary.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, for those listening, you want a hard copy, we only got a few left. Go to UGSForLife.com. Get them while they're there. It's a limited edition, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, after they're gone, man, it's going to be on every digital platform out there. I mean, it's available right now on all those outlets. So if you don't want the physical, get the digital. You know, but yeah, I'm shocked still. I want to speak about Red because he just passed on the 24th. Man, it really hurt because he was a huge part of what we do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Always supportive of what we do. Matter of fact, he was supposed to be on the project. He was supposed to do some scratching on the project on one of the tracks, but you know what I'm saying? He was not able to. You know, but you know. Regardless, he supported what we were doing. He knew that we stood up for hip hop.
Okay. Yeah, Brother Red is family, man. That was a real hard blow. I'm still finding it such a shock. But I do know facts that sure enough, as we born, we all got a date that we got to go. But we lost a great one, another one, you know. RIP to Fresh Kid Ice. We done lost another great pioneer who laid a lot of foundation to help build this to what it is. Because, like I say, a lot of people don't know that Ready Red was the foundation behind the Ghetto Boys. I'm talking about before the Ghetto Boys that everybody know, there exists the Ghetto Boys. And Red was the foundation behind that.
Yeah, and then he stuck around just long enough to get the other lineup the way they needed to be. You know what I'm
saying?
And, you know, he definitely made them gel together. We wouldn't have known what Willie D and Scarface on a track sounded together like, or Bush with Bill, if Red wasn't the orchestrator. You know what I'm saying? And
Red knew the right chemical to actually put those individuals on the same track. See, once again, you got three individuals that are different, kind of like me, Side Selector. So whatever the canvas is very much as important as the artist is painting the picture over it. So, yeah, Red actually knew how to bring that together. You know what I'm saying? He was, like I said, one of the greats. One of the greats. He will forever be missed. I know that much.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And like you said, Fresh Kid Ice, too, almost a year ago, you know what I'm saying? He passed over a year ago. He passed in July.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He was a pioneer on many levels himself. He was the first Asian rapper. You know what I'm saying? He was a huge pioneer in the Asian hip hop community, and also, you know what I'm saying, he helped pioneer the South. You know what I'm saying? He was one of those key figures. You know,
and also helped fight for our rights and freedom of speech within hip hop to say what we want to say. Without having to filter everything that we say. So, yeah, I mean, these individuals have did so much for hip-hop, the South especially. So it's like they can never be forgotten, never be forgotten. And that's really what makes me so upset with a lot of these lame screams and these mumble rappers. They wouldn't even be sitting in the position that they're sitting in if it wasn't for individuals like Fresh Kid Ice and DJ Ready Red.
Yeah, they wouldn't even. You're right. The South, the South took hold of the hip hop game. You know what I'm saying? And I believe that there was powers that. I mean, it's just a theory, and other people believe it too. I believe that powers that be, infiltrated. You know what I'm saying? The world of hip hop. Just so they can fuck with the South and make the South, look dumb as hell right now. And that's what they're doing in Atlanta.
Yeah.
If someone got Atlanta seriously fucked up, I just want to say this. I'm going to bring on my brother, Racer X-Man from the Super Smash Brothers. But Atlanta, if you look at Atlanta hip-hop right now, it's just really, really in bad shape. It's on life support, and there's no talent. In the mainstream in Atlanta, anywhere, you know what I'm saying? And the cats that did put Atlanta on the map, the Hitman, the Sammy Sams, the Hard Boys, the Ghetto Mafias, those guys get swept under the rug But yeah, these guys are making the South look like they can't rap, and that's not the case, man. We know that right now with you on the phone, man. You, with all the lyrics,
I'm living
got.
Proof of that. I'm living
yeah.
proof of that, and it's more out here that's just like me. But they shun that, and everybody all over the rest of the world.
Hey, Reno,
you know, yeah, they think
they
that,
don't
that,
want Jay Reno
that,
getting heard. They don't want that man to get heard at all. And
every opportunity I get, I have to say, is salute to Jay Reno. I mean, literally, when to me, Scarface is always the king of the South. I don't care what T.I. say. So when the king of the South have to actually kneel down to another king, you really need to acknowledge Jay Reno. Anybody who haven't heard of Jay Reno, Google it. Please go listen to this individual. I never heard anything like it. And like I said, I've been a lyricist for a long time. The dude is inhuman.
No, it's definitely, they're shunning talent and they're showcasing shit, to put it bluntly. But let's bring on the homie Razor Essence Cash. He's the main motherfucker that's chucking up in Grady's. What's up, Razor? How you doing, bro?
What up, brothers? Grady gang.
Man, I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, you were on the project, on the song we played. We played a snippet of it at the beginning of the show, you know what I'm saying, Start the Fire. What are your thoughts about being on the Fuck the Lamestream project, and what do you think it means to hip-hop?
It's one of the proudest moments I had doing it. I am really as proud to be part of it because, you know, doing stuff with people from all over the world, just united, you know. I think it's pretty important.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know, everybody's nowadays is just out for themselves, so it's just nice to see some, like, a whole bunch of group of people. Like, they don't even have to have the same kind of philosophies in it even, but come together to make a dope project, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
so true.
Exactly. They don't even need to have the same, you know what I'm saying, thoughts. And everybody's, we're our own men here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's different. We all have our own thoughts, opinions on whether it be life, music, whatever the case may be. But one thing we all agree on is something bad is happening to hip hop right now. Something really wrong is going on within the industry. And nobody's speaking out about it, hardly. And the ones that do, you know, they get swept under the rug. But, you're over there. You're in Kokomo, Indiana, Exits and Jackson. And everybody else on the project is all from other different places as well, all scattered out all across the United States and overseas. You know, we're definitely going to do another one. I want to announce that. We're putting it together in 2019. Maybe the end of this year, and by early 2020, we're going to have another one. And this is going to be along the same lines. I want to have people from all over the place working together, you know what I'm saying? Really, to be honest, if everybody from this project gets back together again and is on the same project with a few new faces, I think it'll be dope, you know what I'm saying?
Right, I know it will be.
You know, we got a good group of people that's pushing this stuff. Shout out to Jack Boy Dane. Shout out to Scratch. You know what I'm saying? Shit, man, everybody. I can't even think of everybody, man.
There's
too many people.
Too many.
Yeah, too many to name.
Jack.
Emo. LOC. Selector. Fred Sky. Gangsta Nip,
KG.
Al Capone,
yeah, there's too many.
Gucci, you said Emo, I think. There's way too many people. TC, DLP,
both
DLP, different. The guy produces a lot of stuff for K Reno over there.
Lethal, it's Renaissance. It's entirely too many to even mention. Dion, the Goliath, man. It's literally just entirely too many to mention. That's why I say this is like one of the greatest feats ever created, to pull together people from all over, literally the world, not just all over the United States, but all over the world. Ain't nothing like listening to a song to where you just have to feel it because you don't understand nothing that they're saying. That's the power of music, to where you can feel it. You ain't got to understand every word. You can feel the passion. You can feel the aggression. You can feel the pain. That's music. That's why I love it so.
Yeah, definitely.
I agree with that.
Definitely, man. And shout out to D-Tag. I got to say this. You know, we've all three of us have been in this game for years, and we've seen many producers over the years. I don't think none of us have seen too many producers like D-Tag.
Been to call him A-Lady yet.
That guy, his styles are so wide range. He can do something from straight up rock and roll to some 1997 G funk,
right.
Dr. Dre, Chronic type shit. There's no limit to that.
D-Tag's not just a producer; he's a musician. Like he makes it all himself. It's not like he just steals a beat and whatever. You know, he makes it all himself.
Yeah, exactly, man, and that's the thing, too, of every track on there is different. Like the track, okay, Start the Fire with you guys and Sleepwalkers. I mean, that shit was some hardcore fucking shit, but it didn't sound like anything else on the project. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just like you listen to Street Reporter with Exit Only and Fred Stye. That sounded like some straight-up hip-hop East Coast shit. You know what I'm saying? And then you listen to... you know, some of the other stuff, you got some songs that sound like they're from the South. I mean, it's just ridiculous. That motherfucker's got no limits. No limits at all. We got the homie Sin on the phone from France. What's up, Sin? How you doing, brother?
Yeah, what's up, everybody? What's up, Scott? What's up,
what's up?
All the, life. Yeah, I support the Fugs Landstream movement because... there is a lot of mainstream now everywhere. It's like a lot of clowns or auto-tune or swag shit nowadays. Everybody sounds the same.
Auto-tune, yeah.
Yeah, and Murder Dog started a movement, and Murder Master Music Show continue to keep it real. And I will find the gems and the unknown, and the fact the mainstream is dedicated to this underground stuff, to keep it real, and always find the unknowns. You know, it's muscle and unknown, in fact.
Yeah.
From Nashville, Tennessee, from everywhere.
If anybody would appreciate a project like this, it would be you, because you're one of them dudes that, I mean, you, like I always say, you're a hip-hop encyclopedia when it comes to this, when it comes to the underground side of it, you know.
Yes, sir.
And anybody that's like that, you know, I myself am like that to a certain extent. I know you collect a lot of music, Racer. I know, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, love music from all over the place. And not just hip-hop, man. You can hear in D-Tag's production, like you said, man, he's a musician. He can do do just about anything. And the reason why DX didn't like it is because there's no auto-tune, like you said. There's no swag. There's no mumbling. It was all, you know what I'm saying, real talent. And it was a concept album, you know what I'm saying? People was either rapping about how fucked the industry is or how fucked life is in general, you know, and these swaggots over at DX, they didn't see it like that. And I want to say this, too.
Yeah.
Fuck the flip-floppers. I see a lot of people who was on the shows and or just people in general who used to speak out against these mumbling goofballs, now all of a sudden everybody's giving them a pass. So, I like what 6ix9ine is doing, or I like, you know, how Yachty did this or that. Man, fuck, don't give them guys any attention at all. You know what I'm saying? You're
right.
Just playing into the hands of the mainstream. Facebook is a place, and other social media outlets are places where people just get brainwashed by culture. You know what I'm saying? They get brainwashed by trends, and you can't allow that to happen, especially if you appreciate hip-hop music. We got a caller on the line right here. Let's see, 423. What's up, area code 423? Who is this?
It's Jack Boy D-Pain. What's good, homie?
Jack Boy D-Pain. Man, first and foremost, I'm looking forward to your album, Bipolar Disorder. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be coming real soon. Got Exit Only, bring him back on. What are your thoughts? I want to get your thoughts. You've done a lot of projects with people from all over the place. Mixtape after mixtape, albums, you name it. What were your thoughts about the Fuck the Illuminati project as a whole?
I thought it was great. It had none of the mumble bullshit. It was all real. It was all bars over that bullshit. I thought it was a great project. I thought everybody came together as a whole. Exit Only, we killed that one track, and it had so many different peoples on it. That Cold Steel, it had so many different lyrics on it, and it came together. It came out perfect.
And you know what's funny about that track? That track was supposed to be for Fred Stein and MC Shan. And MC Shan, I'm actually, you know, much love and respect to MC Shan, you know what I'm saying, but I'm glad he didn't do it, because if he would have done that, we wouldn't have heard the Dead Click and the League on that track. I mean, we would have heard you guys eventually do something together. You knew that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Inevitable. But I love the way that track turned out, too, man. It's a great blend of several styles, I believe. You know.
Matter of fact, by the beginning of next year, D-Pain, and I'm going to bring it up to scratch also, we're going to go ahead and start trying to work on this Dead Click in the League project. Just didn't want to flood this year with too much. We're going to save some for next year. So we're going to jump into that next year. So that will be coming.
Choice.
Yeah. You got to, and that's a beautiful thing, because you got so many projects coming out. You know, it's going to be good to see. What about the Bipolar project? When is that dropping, bro?
Right now, it's just in the process right now. So Bipolar Disorder is, so far it's fire. I'm going to Exit Only on it. Let's Die. I got the League on there, you know, that B-Tag on there. It's a really crazy album, man. It's living up to the name of the album, actually. A lot of crazy shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I know Scratch. D-Tag. How many beats did D-Tag do on it? Did he do the whole thing?
Yeah, he put in the whole. I'm gonna miss the master. The whole album.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. What about you, Rachel, man? What do you got coming up? Super Smash Brothers and solo project.
We got Howard County's Most Wanted is coming out hopefully by the end of the year. The plan that has Jack Boy on it, and then we got Scratch and a few other people, and then, you know, we've got about like 4 or 5 mixtapes in the works, and then got another album after that, and we haven't really stopped. We've put out like maybe 45 albums the last 5 years.
Yeah. Jesus. 45 albums. Holy shit. Yeah, see, that's the love of hip-hop right there, man.
Like the first 10 years, like we just wrote. We didn't record anything for 10 years. So now we're just like the next couple mixtapes we're going to do, we're just going to release a lot of our old stuff, but We have like 50 notebooks full of shit before we even started recording. Maybe not 50, but we each had about 20 each or something, you know.
It's like you guys went upstate to Rikers like Pac and came out with like 200 songs. You know,
I used to write like every day, like twice a day. That was like my therapy. I mean, I still like to write, but I don't just do it as much. I just every day we just nonstop, like, you know, it's just kind of that's what we did.
Hell yeah.
But DKB, he has the Vision that came out, has everything like D-Tag and Jack Boy, and he's really proud of that one. That's a good one, but, you know, we just keep putting stuff out.
Shit, watch out for that train.
That's my bad, man. I'm out here in these streets of the NO, so they got trains and everything and most
everywhere.
Finna get ready to head back to Jackson, Mississippi in a minute, trying to catch up with my ride. That's why I had to click off for a moment there, Brother Prez. We're glad to click me back in. But like I say, man, you know, everybody on this phone already know how the workforce goes. So we have all these people in our lives trying to take up the majority of our lives just to get a check to survive. So when you do have a moment to take care of business, we have to get in it. We got no time for rest. Ain't no sleep for the weary. We got to actually get in it and keep grinding. Because like I say, the grind is the hustle. You know, a lot of people like to hustle the grind. And get money off individuals and their dreams as a hustle. But now we hustle to grind. We out here grinding to get it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I think everybody's got that mentality from the 90s and early 2000s when you had to go to different cities. You had to actually get product in people's hands. You know, nowadays, motherfucker would be like, here go my link. You know, here go my fucking, you know, it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah, it
saying?
Is.
And
even promoters, they want you to do their job for them now. Like, they don't promote. They want you to sell tickets for them. It's like, man, how lazy you got to be, man. I shouldn't have to pay to play. That's insane.
Yeah, it
really is. But that's what I mean when I say they be hustling to grind. They want you to get out there and grind, and they just want to sit back and get paid off of it. So, yeah, the whole thing is reversed, you know what I'm saying? The grind is the hustle, you know what I'm saying? When you can trick your mind instead of sitting up smoking a blunt and watching TV to get off your ass and get some work done, that's the hustle. That's what we hustle. We hustle time. Try to be able to take care of all these things within our lives and still put out this great music because we know how important it is for the people. And it's important for the people with what we do. We have to keep doing it.
It's timeless, man. You know, like you're talking about 45 projects, that's set in stone. It's out there forever. You know?
Yeah, that's it.
You could always revisit it, re-release projects and, you know, and that's the, you know, beautiful thing about the underground. You know, the bad thing about the underground, though, I will say, is oversaturation. I had a lot of people approach me to get on this project. Many of them I wouldn't let on there. You know what I'm saying? Because I just wasn't feeling what they were doing or their movement or how they approached me. You know, I hate when you get the inbox, like, yo, let me get on that, or hey man, this is the best shit you ever heard. It's like you, right. You understand that I listen to music from all over the world, and I've heard that so many times, man. This is the best shit you've ever heard, and then I listen to it 9 times out of 10, it's crap. You know, it's just oversaturated. That's why I'm glad we got a good bunch of guys. We got people that have been doing this for a long time. And it's going to expand. It's going to keep growing. You know, we want to reach more people. That's the ultimate goal. And shout out to you guys. Everybody on the phone here, you guys always share everything we do at UGS, share all the Murder Master Music Show promos and stuff. When I can't be online like I want to, you guys hold me down. I really appreciate it. Finn, you're a fucking social media fool. That dude is promoting 24/7. Man, really appreciate you, man.
Day and night.
Yeah, day and night.
Really?
Exactly. No sleep.
No,
really?
And not just full of our stuff. It's, I mean, if you want to just check out dope music in general, you know what I'm saying, check out Sin's pages. Also, check out his mix show, UGS Radio, your Sinister Sound. Plays all the underground stuff. Speaking of that, In the Murder Mix is coming back. If you guys you'll want to send me some MP3s, I know I got some from you, Racer. If you can't resend them, because I don't know where the fuck they're at. But yeah, get at me, Prez@UGSForLife.com, and if it's dope music, I definitely want to throw it in these mix shows. Also, we're doing promotions at UGSForLife.com right now too. You know what I'm saying? We're writing up articles on different artists. We're showcasing them. You know what I'm saying? We used to do a thing called the Artist of the Month. Now what we got is just called Featured Artists, where we have multiple artists. We're going to, if I could do 100 of them a month, I'm going to do it, man. We're going to feature people from all over. And what it is you get a page on the site, you know what I'm saying, maybe a video or two on there, picture, I'll write up a short bio about you or your group and put all your social media links and links to buy your music on there. You know what I'm saying? That way you can just, it's like basically an EPK for you housed over at UGSForLife.com. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have other promo packages where you can join the archives of the show. It's definitely, it's a platform for the underground, so the underground has to support it. I appreciate those who do. You know what I'm saying? Because without you, we wouldn't be able to do this at all. You know what I'm saying? Even if you just hit the donate button and shoot, you know, whatever you can, you know, we always appreciate that. That goes a long way. Because there's no money in saying fuck the mainstream. Believe me, I could have taken plenty of jobs at All Hip Hop, several other websites, The Source, I could have wrote for them. But they wanted me to compromise myself. They told me I couldn't do what I wanted to do. The only reason I took the position as so is because they let me write about the Murder Master Music Show exclusively. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to write about Little Yachty or 6ix9ine. They do that shit. But I respect them for at least allowing me to come in and talk about DJ Ready Red or Fresh Guys or K Reno or even Isham. You know what I'm saying? So, it's another outlet, but we need more than that. I want to grow UGS to the point to where if you drop an album and you're an underground artist, you got to fuck with us. That's what I want, and that's how Murder Dog got to be. Murder Dog got to a point where at first everybody was like, oh, man, they don't showcase the real rappers from the East Coast, and they were dissing them and this and that. But eventually it got to the point where Jay-Z put out an album. He came and said to Murder Dog, I want to
see. Great, how you doing?
Great, I've never heard anybody diss Murder Dog.
I'm from about a Jacktown. Yeah.
I still go to bookstores looking for Murder Dog, even though I know they don't exist. I still
guaranteed.
Yeah, they don't exist anymore. Unfortunately, it's actually been 5 years since the last print edition of Murder Dog came out. And that magazine lasted 20 years, from 1993 to 2013. You know, and really, it was the platform for the underground, and it made stars out of the underground. It was the first cover that you saw Master P on, the first time you saw 3-6 Mafia on a cover, first time you
UG
saw
Boys.
David Banner on a cover. Actually, we know about that because we featured Jack Town because Charlie, shout out to Charlie Braxton, he wrote for the magazine.
Indeed.
I got Exit Only on my Murder Dog.
Yeah.
You got Exit Only on there, man. It's you know what I'm saying?
It's a special report, Jackson.
Pages in the magazine.
I'm glad all y'all got the magazine. Exit need a copy of it, so y'all think about it. I don't have a copy of that.
I only got like 3 covers anymore. I used to have like 25 at least back in the day. I got 3 left.
Boxes of these things, right?
I think I had like 6 Mississippi issues in every X that I ever had and took one. So I'm kind of like left without nail. Yeah. Only that's why they became X's and they never gave me my fucking book back.
Some of those magazines sell for as much as like $200-$300.
I see them on eBay. I'm like, holy shit.
The collector's items. You know,
It was a voiceless. In fact.
Yeah.
Murder Dog was a voiceless, a voiceless.
You got a lot of issues, don't you?
From the number one with the Young G Boys, X-Raider, all that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Sin is an archive vault. Sin got everything. CDs, cassettes. I think Sin might have some ADATs and some reel-to-reels around there somewhere.
Yeah, there ain't no telling, man. Ain't no telling. That's one thing about Sin. When we have guests on the show, he'll stump some of the guests, man. He'll bring up a song that they forgot about 20 years ago, and then they'll be like, "Oh shit, how do you know about
that?"
You know.
Yeah, he threw me off when he mentioned Mental State of Mind. I'm like, shit, people knew outside of Mississippi knew about Mental State of Mind. So yeah,
like
Dark One is like. Yes. Sin literally do his research on everything.
Yeah,
hell yeah, man. That's what it is. You know, we gotta you know, just keep doing what we're doing. I wanna go I wanna play another some more snippets, and then we're gonna come back and chop it up a little bit more. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, man. Fuck the Lame Stream. Available right now, either at UGSForLife.com or iTunes, Amazon, and all that other fucking shit. Be right back.
Yeah.
Watching out for these hot cops, all they do is just kill niggas. Shouts out to my real niggas. Out here on the west, we seeing death like it's a common thing. So I'ma go into the hook and let the homie sing. Come take a ride with me.
Victim.
in my kitchen. Leave a Christian thinking, reeking out the trunk of a Lincoln. I'm coming out the basement, Peter, with the face of a deacon. I'm the evil preacher speaking with the voice of the reaper. Crawling out the darkness of the gutter, snatch the weaker people. Fuck the lame stream, I'm banging the seniors and swagger rappers. What's the message to my maddest murder mission on these faggots? The baddest ever done it. These tags apply the thunder, see pain. Go come and gun and scratch, just drag them under. Like a voodoo priest, I'm cursing the world with these six feet. Dumping bullets through your skinny jeans, I'm living out my sick dreams. Keep kidneys in the cooler, cause I craved a raw meat. Who say they want it with the dead, click, I slaughtered a beast. The murder is high, no education for the youth, they rather they get high. The politicians got the razor again, yeah, budget cut, situation lies, ready band-aids to cover it up. Alert Amber, blue Toyota Celica, 12 years and the mystery is still unsolved. The L train, foldable seats to fly, teen knocks out stranger while pal snacks pick with the victim.
Yeah, we're back. That's, you know what I'm saying, some more snippets off the UGS for Life project, Fuck the Lame Stream. Again, limited edition CDs. We ain't got many left, so go to UGSforLife.com and get them before they're gone. That's partially because of you, Ray. So you, you keep copping the motherfuckers, man. Much appreciation, bro. Also, shout out to Mac J. Mac J keeps buying them in bulk. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody that, that got it, man. I hope everybody liked it. You know what I'm saying? And I wish the guy DX would have entered one of the contests we had, because I really would have loved to send him a signed copy. Mike Styles, man, hit me up, Mike, and I'll make sure to sign you a nice copy and send it out to you, you bag of shit. But other than that, man, I truly thank you guys, man, every one of you for you know, your willingness to come together and stand up and make a statement, man. A lot of people were scared to get on this project. People were afraid of the backlash. They thought, you know, because you still have these artists who have the mind frame of they want to get signed to a major. They don't see what you guys see. They don't see what I see. They think, oh, yeah, I'm going to get put on by Baby. I'm going to get put on by one of Drake or one of these other labels or guys or whatever. They don't realize that those dudes ain't checking for, you know what I'm saying, the kind of music that we listen to. They want some dumbed-down bullshit, mumble rap, whatever you want to call it. They don't want to hear, you know what I'm saying, D-Pain spit some hardcore lyrical shit, or Accent Only, you know what I'm saying, talk about biblically speaking, like Kane, he's not able. I mean, that's over their heads. You know what I'm saying? They can't
way comprehend. Over their
head. It's way over their head, man. They can't comprehend, you know what I'm saying, that shit. So, to the people that were afraid to get on this project, man, fuck you. I'm glad you didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it's perfect the way it is, man. I love everybody's verses. Everybody, I think they went and they brought their A game. They knew what the project was about. And what it meant to you know what I'm saying, to just come with it. And I couldn't be happier, man. And I will say this, you know, I've had people tell me, man, they like Fuck the Lame Stream better. They like Fuck the Illuminati better. Well, I'm going to say this. Those are the first and foremost, those are two different projects. Fuck the Illuminati was a compilation which consisted of about 69 tracks. Most of them were produced by different people. UGS for Life has more of a feeling of a group project to me, because it was produced by the same producer, and everybody that was on the tracks came together from all different parts of the world. The other project, like I said, it was individual artists or groups submitting tracks. there was not much collaboration. So if I were to pick which one I like better, truthfully, honestly, fuck the lamestream. I love Fuck the Illuminati, man. I'll never fucking stop bumping that. Even if there's some artists on there that I think they're shitbags, that's still a dope project. It went right at the fucking the Rothschilds and the owners, as George Carlin would say. I love that project, but Fuck the lamestream, man. That's a family oriented project right there, because you know what? Fuck the Illuminati. Everybody just fucking fractured off and did their own thing and kind of abandoned the mission. Fuck the lamestream. We're all still here. We're all still working together. You got guys on the phone right now that either got tracks together or got tracks coming together soon. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You got people on the phone right now that's still working together. And it's more of a family-oriented project, man. It's a group project. It's not a compilation. Not a compilation at all. We got a caller here, 467. Who is that?
Hey, what's up, man? D-Tag here.
D-Tag, man, the man that made it happen.
My brother. Hey, man. What's good, man?
What's up?
Man, that's what I'm talking about, man. You put together the sounds of this project. You know what I'm saying? You made every single track on it. You mixed and mastered the project. You've put together lots of projects over the years. How does this one, you know what I'm saying, make you feel after it was completed?
Yeah, this was a really dope project, because it was also such a big project, and yeah, when that was done, that was really something something really special, something really, really cool.
Hell yeah. So many different people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
crazy,
yeah, man,
the amount of people on this album.
It felt like a group project, though, didn't it, to you? It felt more like a family-orientated project than a compilation. I don't think it was a compilation, to be honest. I think it was a project, and a project of brotherhood, just like the Dead
Click.
Yeah,
true.
You know, the Dead Click album was a phenomenal project. You know, which hopefully we get another Dead Click pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? At least in the works. You know. But what about yourself, D-Tech? What do you got going on? Is your solo album getting ready to come out?
I'm still working on the solo album. Probably gonna take a few months before that comes out. Well, what we got more is the album of Scratch LDP, the Scratchavelli album. It's gonna come out soon. And the Jack Boy T-Pain solo album is going to come out soon. And Gangsta Nip, Greatest Horrors, is going to come out soon. So we got a lot of stuff going on right now. Yeah.
Man, you don't sleep. It's about like 5 o'clock in the morning where you're at. Same with Sin. Sin don't sleep at all, I don't think.
Yes, sir.
We're gonna be having homie Elton on the show. We're trying to knock out that interview hopefully next week.
Ooh.
It'll be up on the site the 10th of this month. So be looking out for that. You know what I'm saying? And also, you know, just support, you know what I'm saying, support UGS as a whole. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people involved with UGS, support their projects, you know what I'm saying? These guys you know, they bring their A game, and they definitely put out work. I mean, D-Tag's been doing it for 20 years, you know what I'm saying, or more. Exit Only the same, you know what I'm saying. I know you've been doing it for a long time, Racer. Everybody, Jack Boy, you've been doing it for a long time, you know what I'm saying. Just keep working together. That's the main thing, man. Keep showing these fools that there can be unity within hip-hop. You know, they want
Century
underneath
they don't want you guys coming together. You know.
Well, it's too late for that.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late.
The camp is here.
And prayers, I want to say something before you close out the phone. You mentioned a lot of these cats who flip flop, who say they're underground and they really still trying to grab mainstream attention. It's a difference between being under the stage and being underground. A lot of those rappers are just under the stage until they can get on top of the stage to get some attention.
Right.
If majors actually brought deals to us, we're smart enough to know to tell them to go fuck themselves. See, you're dealing with grown men here. This is why we remain underground. Freedom of speech, we're going to do what we do, we're going to say what we say, and we ain't going to let nobody control what we do. That's the difference. We ain't out to sit there and sell ourselves out. You got a lot of them out there, they just waiting to be slaves. They in a line. Sell out to get that light, they'll sell out to get that light. Not us. What you got is what you got.
Yeah. I tell you, it's definitely a long line of grown men waiting to get the latest deals at Abercrombie & Fitch this weekend.
Oh,
okay. They want to trade in their... They want to trade in their clothes for skinny jeans and real tight shirts. But yeah, man, I feel like I know what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? It's about, man, who really does love the music and who doesn't. You know, who really,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying, wants to come together and get paid from it, but at the same time be able to keep the integrity. I mean, that's why the Murder Master Music, so that's why we never took it anywhere, because we don't want to compromise what we're able to do with the show. You know what I'm saying? We want to be able to interview whoever we want to interview. You know what I'm saying? And I would imagine it's the same for many artists, you know what I'm saying, who's making hip-hop music. You know, unless you get some type of deal where, you know, let's say like a RBC Records or maybe a Selecto Hits or something where you can have freedom, do what you want, that's different. That's a distribution deal. You know what I'm saying? But there's actually a lot of these guys that still think they're going to get signed. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get a major record label deal. It don't work like that right now. This is what they do. They want you to build up as many followers and likes and plays as you can. And once you are beneficial to them to where they can make money of what you already done, then they'll sign you. You know what I'm saying? But until then, it ain't gonna happen. That's why we gotta stay together in the underground, man. That's real shit.
Buckhead, sign yourself. Establish your own label and sign yourself. And you'll make your proceeds instead of giving all your money to everybody else. So, you know. And, oh, yeah, and I do want to say this, too, to the guy at DX. I don't know what his name, but, you know, fuck his name. But I want to thank him in the same sense. I mean, this is a fuck you and a thank you in case he's listening. The fuck you is from the heart, and the thank you is from the soul, because if you wanted to expose your opinion and saying that this was a bunch of bullshit, it wouldn't have drove a lot of people to listen to it for themselves to understand what kind of a classical project this is. We actually created something classic, something that can be heard throughout the years. So, you know, to him, fuck him and thank him, really. I hope he dies slow in his sleep. Have a good one, brother.
Oh, man. Hey, you got to look at it like this. That review he did, it actually benefited him, because out of all the other reviews he did, that was the most discussed. You know what I'm saying? So congratulations, Mr. Styles, on getting your most discussed review, courtesy of UGS for Life, motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
With that being said, you know what I'm saying? Let's do a roll call. You know what I'm saying? I want everybody to promote everything that they got going. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to start with you, Exit. You got the floor, brother.
I think you left.
Exit,
man,
you there? Yeah, I think we lost him. Well, let's start with you, Rachel. We'll go back to Exit.
Yes, Exit here. Exit
okay,
here.
Yeah, Exit, man. I want to give everybody the platform before we get out of here, man. Just give them all your social media and everything, and we'll go down the line.
Oh, man, I'm about the easiest one to find. X-ITONLY. You can Google it. James Exit Only Dixon on Facebook. Exit Only everywhere else. That's Twitter, Instagram. If I can be there, I am there. And be on the lookout for this Immortal Word project. It's going to be something epic. I discussed the plans with Prez the other night, so he know exactly how large this project is going to be. So just be on the lookout for it.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Let's go right down the line, man. Thank you, Brother Exit. Racer, man, you got it, brother.
Yeah, we're at Super Smash Brothers on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Stoplight City is out now. Mixed and Mastered by Jackboy. Howard County's Most Wanted coming out soon. You know, I want to just say I appreciate all you guys. You guys are my friends and family. That's from my heart, you know. I love all you guys. Grady Gang for life. That's about it.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Let's go down the line. Let's see here, man. Sin, man. We got to see you, Sin, man. What you got coming up, brother?
Oh, I got always the Selected Sounds Underground Mix on the UJS Radio and Michael Selected Cat on the Facebook. I would say also G-Tag is a real artist because he's not only a producer. He do guitar, he do all the things like Mike Dean did it. Back in the day, you know, like the European Mike Dean, you know?
Yeah. Real talk, Sin.
Appreciate
much appreciation, bro. And of course, man, D-Tag, the musician behind the music, man, what you got? You mentioned a little bit about what you got going. Give them all your social media if you want beats or features or whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, people can always get at me by email, dtechmusicproduction@gmail.com, or hit me up on through the website, dtech81.weebly.com, and otherwise, anybody can hit me up on Facebook, too, under dtech or dtech music production.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. If you want to add some dope production to your album, gotta get a DTAG. That's a must. I'm gonna close it out, man. This time I'm just gonna go with like three songs, man. I got that Cold Steel. I got My Battlefield, the lyrical Dre. Happy birthday to him. You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday, Dre.
And then we're gonna close it out with the UGS for Life Posse song, man. So stick around for about the next 20 minutes and just bump this motherfucking shit. Support. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the lamestream. We'll see you guys real soon.
Everybody need to go get this album. Go get it.
Yeah, definitely. iTunes. Yeah. You
just for life.
And Wednesday, 8 p.m. Wednesday, we're going to have the homie T-Rock on. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about the Atlanta music scene earlier. He's one of the guys that's always keeping the real Atlanta popping. So be on the lookout for that. We'll see you guys real soon. You just for life.
Underground till I'm underground, it's to the death of me. So bury the rest of me at G, remember memories. Envision surround sound, picture in HD. High definition, a must you mention to define D. So refine my kindness found inside of me. A brain surgery out of the mind lobotomy. With the dead clink in this bitch, who gon' body me? Stand on my morals like I don't bend by the knees. Sucking MCs like blow pop, dumb dumb. See, ain't no proof ever spoken through a liar.
Hey, we're back, y'all. We ain't shutting it down just yet, man. We got a special caller just called in. I got to bring him on real quick, man. I want to chop it up with him for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? This is the one and only exclusive to Selecta, who you just were hearing on that track right there, that Cold Steel. What's up, brother? How you doing, fam?
What's going on, man? What's going on, everybody out there? How y'all feeling? More fire. Bless up, bless up.
What's with the Selecta?
Good, good, man. I was like, oh, shit, the Murder Master show. And I was like, I bet you I got some time left, you know?
you barely caught it there, brother, but you caught it.
real talk, man. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Album Hell looking
yeah.
good, man. Everybody loving it. I played for everybody down here in Florida, and they'd be like, man, it's about time we hear some real hip-hop again and shit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So they're loving it. They're loving it.
Yeah, it gives you that feel, man. It gives you that authentic feel. It has all the elements there, scratching. You bring the reggae like nobody else. You know what I'm saying? How did you get your style exclusive, and how long have you been doing hip-hop?
Honestly, I picked it up in Jamaica, man. I started, you know, doing little stage shows and, you know, school performances, whatnot. And I used to mimic, like, the DJs back home, like Bounty Killer and whatnot, you know. And then we started listening to, like, Biggie and Master P coming up, you know, back in Jamaica. So it's just kind of just fell in love with hip-hop ever since then, you know.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And you definitely, man, I want to thank you because you brought it on, you know what I'm saying, Heartless. That's a monster track, you know what I'm saying, that Cold Steel. I mean, you really brought your A game, and you get what this project is about, man. You know what I'm saying? What are your thoughts of mainstream hip-hop right now, man? Do you think if they keep going in the direction they're going, that they're going to destroy hip-hop?
For one, I don't think hip-hop will ever be destroyed because of people like us. But in terms of, like, radio-wise, their ratings go drop so low, they're going to have to revamp the whole system all over again. But we're going to stay solid, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think hip-hop going to go nowhere, but the music they're doing, you know what I mean, it's slowly going to fade away. Something else going to come up and they're going to forget about it. But the realness going to still stand, you know?
Right.
But it always going to stand the test of time. And that's just my opinion on that. Show got cut off?
I'm not sure.
Oh, we're still here. We're still here. Yep.
Yeah, you guys there? Yeah. I'm not there. Microphone giving me problems on the board, but now as long as you guys keep making music and keep working together, that's what it's all about. That's why I like the league so much, because you know you got
right.
Brooklyn, you got Jackson, Mississippi, you got Jamaica, you know, St. Florida in the mix. All that combined together forms a one hell of a group, man. When are you guys dropping the league project?
Well, you got to say, X, what you think?
Yes.
I'm going to let Exit quarterback that one.
Give me the question again, man. My bad. That was Dopey from the Terrorists. He had just hit me up, so I had to switch over. So run the question again. I'm back now.
Just wondering when the league, tell Dope I said what up. Just wondering when the league is going to drop.
The lead project will most definitely be, we're going to sit there and try to target market it toward the summer of next year. We're going to actually drop a mixtape album. I mean, when I say an album, it's going to be original tracks. We have been going through some things with people we've been getting track from that's still leasing out tracks to other people. So we're going to end up releasing damn near a whole album possibly for free. We're going to still settle, you know what I'm saying, settle and sell a few of them, but a lot of material they're going to get for free. But this material we're working on now, we done got a couple of producers at our corner that we know that these are 100% our own tracks that we own. So we trying to get that formulated for the album. And I say about the summer of 2019, be on the lookout for it. I say somewhere around by June or July 2019. We work fast, so the material is already there. But you know, like I know, Brother Prez and everybody else should. It's a strategy to it. So we just try to make the right chess moves, get all the ducks lined up in a row to make sure that this actually be beneficial to everybody as big as a project that this is going to be. Because the league project is going to be a very huge project.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm finishing up my solo career. I'm finishing it up yeah, finishing the solo career up so I can get fully throttled into the league. I think this is probably going to be one of the biggest groups next to the Dead Click that's going to be coming out. So, yeah, everybody need to pay attention to the Dead Click in the league. Fuck everybody else. man, we just going to keep it moving. That's basically it. The momentum is there, the love, the drive, the passion. We just going to keep it moving. UGS for life.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely, man, definitely. Man, we gave everybody the floor exclusive. I want to give you the floor before we get out of here. Let everybody know how they can get in touch with you if they want to get you on a track or production or whatever, man. You got the floor, bro.
All right, that's what's up, man. So you can always reach me at Cruise to Fame, C-R-U-I-S-E, the number 2, F-A-M-E, @gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Instagram, 876 Selecta, or on Facebook, you don't know Exclusive the Selecta. So you type in Exclusive Selecta, you can find me anywhere.
That's it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, definitely, man. We're going to get up out of here, man. This is that Cold Steel, followed by, you know what I'm saying, Lyrical Dre, D-Tag Don Blanco with My Battlefield, and then we're going to close it out with the UGS for Life Posse song. We'll see you guys Wednesday with T-Rock. Peace.
Peace.
Bless you.
Underground till I'm underground, it's to the death of me. So bury the rest of me, a G, remember memories. Envision surround sound, picture in HD. High definition, a must you mention to define D. So refine my kindness found inside of me. A brain surgery out of the mind, lobotomy. With the dead clink in this bitch, who gon' body me? Stand on my morals like I don't bend by the knees. Sucking MCs like blow pops, dumb. See, ain't no proof ever spoken through a liar's tongue. Proof can't be proven. I'm in the house that run. And I'm the shit like a big pile of cow dung. There's bullshit get dealt with where I'm from. They like to talk that smack until the heat come. Mississippi, yep, Jacktown, represent them. Where they be by the summer, body found in winter.
UGS for life, bitch, UGS for life, ho. UGS for life, bitch, UGS for life, ho.
Never tell me what I order. I got dudes still laying low like Tidewater. That said I had the style of a rocking chair, but wasn't fully prepared for me coming through and pocketing like I did or like I is. Fam, I believe the correct way of saying it is like I am. Check, I'm the same answer to the previous questions for those who are coming to cross-examine. Nah, for real. Black possessed with y'all pelvic fins lack ill. Y'all know the deal when I'm up in the rotunda. Representing for all of the people from the under. Nah, I don't play around, I turn them spots. It don't matter, I mean anyone that I heard about. You know they left cause they heard our rectangles, right? When Brooklyn's on the mic.
UGS for life, bitch, UGS for life, ho. UGS for life, bitch, UGS for life, ho.
I'm bring them on the other side, make them know who the fuck them is. I UGS blood clot days, and pussy won't get up, beat me in the name, the raise, and murder week MC in any season. Stone boy, kill a dead click and the leg. Fuck the lame strain, captivate theme with my grade. My family straight, none of them no late. Forward stepping. Then while them a try follow, them tips they holler. Plus me told them no borrow. Disrespect the UGS, you not gonna lift it till tomorrow. If a boy try, him brain a fly like a sparrow.
Dirty rotten individuals who check my credentials. My goons strap like malicious beats so you could catch a visual. What's really going on? We breaking bread to the bone. Rewrite the shit cause I can swallow a stone. It was that gutter gutter song that they clicked and came back. Scratch and brought the AR to push the competition back. I whip the Chevy like my beard, snort the scale of a fist. Now I hooked up with the lead cause we got money to get. We out the trenches of the worst, it's the city to we ball. Connect across the map to bring that thunder to y'all. Without a second guess, I'm cocking these weapons and taking off. Tried to short me all my paper, so I'm running up on y'all. Exit only selected, French die, indeed pending. I'm that motherfucker busting these pistols like John Wayne. Skinny man got my back and Mac J, rap for me. Not to mention LDP.
You gotta move, move back, and I come the representer. I hit him with the left, right, summertime, and winter. A winner never stops till he thrusts and take the wings back. I fly through the smoke like a hawk. Now check the game back. The rain check I'll take, cause I'm always out killing. I hardly even started, but we blowing up the building. The league and the clique, a real deadly combination. As we march through the room, see the fakes leave their station. My pixelation, all your crews be fading out. I'm closing in, attacking a smack. It's all over now. Your mic and I eat the cake. A growing appetite for magistrate. I leave them suckers steady, dreaming off these rainbow kids. They'll never know the meaning. What the fuck real talent is? Shit, I know the best. It's so dirty like my name was Harry. No commentary when I leave your bitches dead and buried.
Deep pain, motherfucker. I came retiring the game. The UGS is dead clearly. We bringing the pain. Raw power, move bitch. Chop your body like yay. Kiss me in a bad mood, bitch. Call it some spray.
Motherfucking Matrix.
fake. They try to make us fake, take our thoughts how we think. They wanna be the boss with the sauce, take a drink. I ain't with the games, though I don't want the Kool-Aid. I'll fight against it all on the battlefield that you made. Can't keep us quiet, cause our voice is too strong. This is more than just a chorus or some verses to a song. Changing up our choices as a means of attack. Gotta keep us off track, so they lie and distract. Always find a way to separate and hide facts. Hoping that we stray so far, we never coming back. Running for our kids' lives, teach them lies early. Fill them full of fries and soda, get their body burly. Keep them fat and lazy and their brains will be chaotic. Salute the flag in school with them, call it patriotic. Depression pills to soak it up, the truth they only cloak it up. They need us in the dark, so when we see the light, it's broken up.
Do the damn thing, keeping it down for the real. We smoke out the face, this is my battlefield.
We coming and running and giving a fuck, and you gon' have to face it.
Worldwide, we unify in this motherfucking matrix. Do the damn thing, keeping it down for the real. We smoke out the face, this is my battlefield.
We coming and running and giving a fuck, and you gon' have to face it.
Worldwide, we unify in this motherfucking matrix.
Busting at the industry with shots to kill. Cause in my neighborhood, cold steel, killer wheel, yeah.
I need is money. Fuck a hoe. Always on my hustle and my flow. I don't give a fuck about the fame. On a ride on these lanes.
I ain't letting
people know. Detach. Soon as I heard the bass drop, I knew you could just crack in the bass pot. About with every block finna make hot. The wind on ankle chest, you catch a face shot. Take a mainstream rapper, rip his jaw off. He was all talk, type of cat I call far. But anyway, I ain't back to the script. Either beat or sell that dope that you packed to sniff. All that dumb talking got me laughing and shit. When you cross the line, you know those hazards with this. It's a green light, ready to go. Prez hit a mat, Pat grabbed a 4-4. Anybody killer, everybody catch the smoke. Masked up, strapped up, about to stretch your folks. D.O.P. straight out the east of the H. Underground, hollow fist, spit, eat up your face.
It's an emergency, the rap game needs surgery. What we really need to do is go on the purge spree. Send it off, with them all, fuck them all. Mopping down the block, slapping that dope, Uncle Raw, that Doja shit. When the motherfuckers like, fuck a bitch. And nobody hung with a punk ass snitch. When they used to sag, but not show their ass now. Half of the rap gang is full of bitch ass bags.
Shit don't ever stop. Ain't none of y'all gon' get down where I'm from. We got a line, and you gon' got it all fucked up. This ain't your play. Don't matter what you think it's done. I know it ain't. Okay, ain't no
way. Push that faggot shit to make them rich. Real deal over here. Punk bitch. UGS for life, on life, no disgusting shit. Press they get him, I get in him like a monster. Power drill him in the tip. The villains amongst you. Young stuff, y'all talking, we living. Born in this life and been about that business. Every nigga claiming live one can get one. Put fire under that bitch like I live one. Was a savage and a maverick in 21. The raised niggas that'll cook up beef and get it done. So come and get it, bitch, the bag back. Exit only, jack down, jack.
Proof a little mess, harder than the rest. Pistol packing, never lacking, and a flag of UGS. And you're fucking with the breeze. Lame to your kids. Game rappers looking like Cruella the Fear. And these radio rappers oversaturated bullshit. I get the slipper, run the fire with a fool. Clean, swimming with the sharks. And you know it's like a battleship. I'm talking hella shit, and still gon' finish it. Your boy TC never gave a fuck. With a middle finger up, and a pistol by my nuts. UGS, I got they back. With the handle with the strap. And we all going hard on this D-Tag track.
Frankenstein monster, out of parts from every serial killer. Teach him to be a terminator, and he'll talk like Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's the always fucking fake gangster, saying that they feel up haunting these launching ass suckers. New age rappers looking like dealer to dealer. But the runners is politicians talking shit, polishing full of sausages, taking dick in their esophagus. Birdman rubbing hands, fucking young thugger love against. I've had enough of this shit. Jigsaw gangs up in this bitch. This rap shit ain't Hogwarts, but I'm Voldemort. Sending the orcs armed with sword, sword of the rings, but they brass knuckles up for it. Sword them out with a blowtorch. Hunting them is a sport, medieval style execution, no trial, no court. Pulling out the force to make a seven course meal. No arraignment, just crush them bitches with the force. Face them down on the pavement, cut the bodies up in the basement. Audio entertainment, giving stitches to the source. UGS slapping swaggers with no remorse. From the studios down to ride off in the sunset on a horse. They be popping Tide Pods, but I'm chopping bipods, topping off the side guns. Cause you know we high pods, heat with your shit. Fuck a bitch, fuck your league, fuck the leeches and team. Heaven don't wanna, hell won't take them. Purgatory says, assalamu alaikum. Purgatory is a dormitory for the purgatory that belong to more. Used to be no guts of glory, now no nothing. Ori ass, rap ass, jack ass, mess up. Ceremony is married to each other, it's glory.
Put your life in a crisis, quickly be lifeless. They say I'm honest, ain't nobody with my likeness. Shove a knife down your windpipe when you die. Just the way I take lives, I make fans.
Through your chest, yep. So I hope you're riding with your vest. The street leave a nigga lopsided to his death. Slow pain, go dumb like no brain. Cobain, nigga said he king of the Midwest, but no rain. Say they hot, no flames. Me, I spit cocaine. Snakehouserecords.com, check the domain. Niggas ain't real, spitting virtual reality. Bite the hand that feeds you, then you had the nervous smile at me. Cause havoc and I'm mob deep like Prodigy. Nigga said he be over this rap shit, my kingdom.
They say America the free, home of the brave, but it's America the feet, home of the slave. Homicide ride when it's time to go. You try to retaliate, but you're too slow. Joe P the terrorist, that's my name. Shoot 380 bullets on 38 frames with extra grain. I got my thighs. Leave your brain scattered in the four corners like the lost tribe. All tied that line as white man. That devil ain't never been my friend. Play with your dick, boy, don't play with me. You gon' have to pay a fee when it's time for you to go in slavery. Think it's a game when it ain't. I'ma work you in them cotton fields till you faint. Don't trip, cause the roles gon' flip. When you slip, I'ma put you back in line with a bullwhip. Bullwhip.
Now the radio lane still fighting with a triple beam. Made a little money, now the hood pushing nice cream. I'm a real street nigga from the cradle to the grave. I ain't never selling out for my clique to get paid. Tight tank bagging shit, never will I do that. Kind of man up if you wanna take the game back. Spitting back, go hate cover really thick and tight. Turn the kids into the punks, never will I let it slide.